All right, welcome everybody. David Frost, CEO of The Rainmaker University, the virtual training platform for real estate agents. Today, we're going to go over a highly debatable topic, right, for lead gen. And I've heard it for years. Mail outs or should I call? All right, so let's get into a little bit of this.
Rainmaker University, this is real estate coaching, teaching logic over emotion. All of these real estate agents, they need to learn that consistency comes before greatness. Competence equals confidence. I can promise if you want to grow, I can teach you what to do. I can turn you into a rainmaker, a rainmaker. This is a real estate game changer.
All right, well, let's get to it. So call or mail outs? This is a huge topic that I've talked to agents about. And actually, I've been in conferences where I'm speaking in front of 60, 70 agents. And some of them agents have never called anybody for a lead, aside from a buyer lead, which is crazy. And some of them just focus on mail outs. There's an agent in our market that she controls this one neighborhood, probably about 80% of that market share. But she's been doing it for the last 25 years. She helped build the neighborhood, well, not build it, but she represented a builder in the neighborhood as they were building it. And she stayed farming it from that day forward, which was very smart of hers. And that's why she collects 80% of the market share. So let's go ahead and get started here. Call or mail out? Here we go. Let's talk about calling. Why is calling effective? And why I believe it's a pro, some of the pros to calling, okay? Frequency, you can call more often than you can really mail out. I mean, mailing out, if I can call somebody 10 times in one day, you're not going to mail out to that person 10 times in one day, okay? So that's number one, frequency. You do it more often. Number two, you can do more calls than you can mail outs. So you could do 800 mail outs in a month, say, but you could do 800 calls in a week. We do 100 dialed days on our team. So again, that's pretty simple in a sense of more calls, right? When you do call, it's more personable than receiving something in the mail, right? I mean, it just is. When you're talking to somebody, you can establish rapport. You can get to know that person. Then you could possibly get the listing, okay? And I'm talking about listings at this point. It's more aggressive approach. You're more of a hunter. You're going after it. You're coming in and your actions are leading to the contact. What I like to say is it's a movement to contact. You're moving into a connection. Okay. Like military, like I was, movement contact is we're moving in a direction to gain contact with the enemy. We're moving for that. With purpose. Okay. And last but not least, look, calling is less expensive. You can sit on your butt in your office. You don't have to drive anywhere and you can do calls from your CRM or your dialer and it's less expensive. All right. So let's move to the next one. Calling the cons, right? The bad of it requires phone numbers. You're going to have to figure out how you're going to get these numbers to call. There are systems that you can purchase or buy into that are really cheap and be way cheaper than mail outs. Okay. Depending on, how many mail outs you do, but I'm thinking if you're doing a whole neighborhood, really a lot cheaper. Okay. You're going to have to talk to people, and agents nowadays think that social media is going to be the key to their success. And that's all they need to do. Social media or leads come to me, or they mail out and farm an area. And they don't talk to people until really they're ready to list right then. So calling is going to require you to talk to people, establish rapport, objection handling, get hung up on, get thick skin, get tougher, right? That's what it's going to be. So I guess that's a con. I don't think it's a con myself, but I think in general for agents, it is. It's going to require follow-up. Yes, you're going to have to call people back. You may schedule something, they may get sick, or you have to nurture them and follow up with them. But ultimately, you're still in contact with them personally better than they're getting a postcard from you once a month, okay? So you've got to follow up with people and make return calls and reschedule some things sometimes, okay? And you're going to need way more skill set to call people than mail out. What kind of skill set do you need to mail somebody something? Nothing. Now, they're ultimately potentially going to call you, and that's when you're going to have to talk to them. You could say, well, then I'm still going to need skill set. No, not really. Once you start calling and you are moving to contact or movement to contact, you're hunting, you're going after the leads, you're aggressively going, you need skill set because you're going to be in conversation more than the person just sitting at their desk, hitting a button to do mail outs, making them pretty. The calls are not going to be as frequent and you're not going to have to be as skilled. All right. So, you do have to be a skilled if you want to actually get listings. So I take that back. So you're going to have a less frequent return on calls. So if you really want to convert and actually list, you're going to have some skill set because you have less calls than if I was every day calling 100 people a day. It makes sense. So, but you're going to need more skill set one way or the other. Okay. Let's go into mail outs. The pros for mail outs is, I guess it's a pro. It's easy to do, right? You could just get into a system or a company and just kind of, you know, get in there and customize your cards, pick your neighborhood, add your addresses, or the companies can do that too. Boom, easy to do. You can mail in a mass. So, you know, one day everybody's getting, you know, 800 addresses are getting your mail outs, right? So, you can't just have 800 calls, boom, right? So this would be a lot simpler with the mail outs. You could set it up and let it do its thing, right? It's an automatic thing that goes out. You don't even need to worry about it once you get it set up. So that's a pro. Things go out. You don't have to really do any activity at all. And then hopefully you get some return on that by some calls and maybe some appointments. If consistent, it could be really effective. But here's the thing. Got to be consistent and you got to stay with it for a long time, for a while, because that neighborhood's got to be filtered with just your stuff, constantly seeing it. So when they go to think about listing, they're like, man, that guy's postcard every day in my mailbox, or every month, sorry. Let's talk about some cons. You're going to need some money, okay? It's expensive to do mail offs. No matter what you say is expensive, it's more expensive to do mail offs than to get a dialer. It's more expensive mail outs than to have like a Red X or Vulcan 7 monthly. So just more expensive. So you're going to have more money. Okay. Requires patience for sure and consistency. For 1 year, I did mail outs and farmed an area. 1 year. And I got one appointment. Just did not go well. And before that, I did mail outs for another neighborhood. It was about 6 months. And I did better there than I did for the 1 year, but still, it just requires patience, consistency, and the money, right? Money's going out every month, so you need to get a return. It's very reactive. And for me, as your coach and trainer, I hate the reactive lead gen because you have no control. You have a little bit of control in the beginning, and then after that, you're kind of just sitting and waiting. Right. It's like agents always tell me, I got my business cards. I handed my business cards out. Great. Did you get their contact info? No. Okay. So now you're waiting for somebody to possibly call you back. Okay. So I think it's a waste of time. I don't think you could do so much more lead gen activities than you could, you know, doing something like this, mail out or giving your business card or something like that. It's just reactive. And it's a much slower lead generation. Okay. Like I said, you could call more people in a day and get in touch with people, establish support, get on way more appointments than you can mailing to them, waiting for them to call you based on their schedule or when they think about it or when it's important to them, right? Versus me reaching them when I have control of reaching them. Okay. So slower. And in summary, look, both lead gens can be effective and has its advantages as we went through, okay, and the cons. If you use both, that's probably the best. Try to incorporate both, right, and if you can. But if you can't, the cheaper way is to call. And like I said, to me, it's the better choice. I don't have to leave my office. Well, you're not leaving your office to do mail outs, but you have to wait for the mailouts to get there, and then you're just kind of sitting on your hands waiting for the return. And calling, you could do it cheaper, quicker, and more often. Okay. And no matter what, just be consistent with what you do. Whatever that is, just be consistent. Stay on it every month, every week, every day. Put things in your calendar and your schedule. Do those all the time. And I promise you, you're going to have way more success than most. So, till the next course, continue to be a rainmaker. Be scheduled, consistent with what you do. Hopefully, this course helps you understand, hey, you know, mail outs, call them. My vote, make the calls. All right, everybody, have a great day.